Atlas. The sun was spilling over the horizon when Jacob and I headed back to the house. The mansion looked peaceful in the early light. Roses curled up the trellis and dew glinted on the lawn, a picture of serenity. But I knew better. These walls held too many memories and agonizing screams throughout the nights. I pulled my cell phone from my jeans and dialed Tony. He answered on the second ring, voice alert and ready despite the hour. Atlas, bring the bird, I said. We're wheels up within the hour. 5 passengers. Understood, boss. I hung up, shoving the cell back in my pocket. Jacob glanced at me, then towards the house. You think they're ready? No, I said flatly, but they need to be. Inside, the girls were gathered in the kitchen, mugs of coffee and tea clutched between their trembling hands. Layla sat on the island, knees pulled up, eyes distant, but alert. Becca leaned against the counter, Jacob's hoodie drowning her small frame, while my kitten, my fragile, stubborn kit, stood by the window, staring out at the garden. The moment she saw me, her lips spread into a smile, her eyes soft, twinkling in the light's glow. We're leaving, I said, my voice carrying across the room. Tony's on his way with the plane. He'll be here in less than an hour. Becca looked relieved, her shoulders sagging. Finally! She caught Jacob's eye and he gave her a faint nod, as if promising she wasn't alone in this. Layla said nothing, just hugged her knees tighter, staring into her cup. Kitlin set her mug down, her green eyes fixed on me. And this house? She asked quietly. What happens to it? I stepped in closer, stopping in front of her. It stays. My staff will see to it as they have for the last 4 years. If you want to come back in a year, great. If you feel different, then I will sell it. She studied me, searching my face. I know you love this place, Atlas. I don't think you need to sell it. Maybe in a few months we can stop for a visit. We will see. This is about you, pet, not me. I reached out, brushing a loose strand of hair from her face, smiling. We head back home to Rhode Island. You heal, putting the past behind you. Next year, if you're ready, we'll come back. This is all on your terms, kitten. I am in no rush to return to Mexico. Jacob cleared his throat, cutting in on the conversation. I think we're all eager to get back to the States, back to some sort of normalcy, if there is such a thing. The girls exchanged small, tired smiles, the first I'd seen from Becca and Layla in a long time. It wasn't joy, but it was a start. I pulled out my phone again, glancing at the time. 15 minutes has already gone by. Gather what you need. Everything else will be shipped later. Layla and Becca headed to their room to pack, with Jacob following close behind. Kitlin's hand reached out, clasping my hand in hers. Thank you for everything, she murmured. You really are a wonderful man, Atlas.